It's that internet's essential nature, however, that fuels a very heated policy debate, that the network cannot be left in private hands and instead should be regulated as a public utility, following the example of the interstate highway system, the electric grid, and drinking water. The intuitive appeal of these arguments is understandable, but the potholes visible through your windshield, the shiver you feel in a cold house after a snowstorm knocks out your power, and the water main breaks along your commute should restrain one from embracing the illusory virtues of public utility regulation. The Federal Highway Administration estimates that $170 billion is needed annually just to fix our congested and crumbling roads. Most Americans' drinking water infrastructure is nearing the end of its useful life. There's an estimated 240,000 water main breaks per year, and reports say the water system needs $1 trillion in improvement. America's electric grid is no better. It's suffering and desperately needs a $768 billion shot in the arm by 2020 to keep it from failing. And the number of massive blackouts have increased. In 2007, there were 76 major blackouts. In 2011, there were 307. Now, can you imagine if the internet blacked out 300 times a year? No, because it doesn't. Because the internet is not regulated as a public utility, it grows and thrives, watered by private capital and a light regulatory touch. It does not depend on the political process for its growth or the extended droughts of public funding. This is why broadband is the fastest deploying technology in world history, reaching nearly every citizen in our expansive country.